You are listening to the Senior Agent Podcast. This podcast is for insurance agents that are helping America's seniors with their financial choices. Here is your host, Christopher Westfall.
Waiting on the girls in these cool rocking chairs that they have out here to test. We actually bought four of them for our house for the porch. I love these things. Anyway, as I was walking around this parking lot here today, I went to get a haircut, and it just dawned on me that the stuff that I do, like, automatically every day, I've never, ever talked about. And I don't know if it's because it's, like, really deeply personal and private, or if it's just because it's such a part of the habit that I've just never thought about talking about it. Just, like, habit every day. And there are two things that I do every morning. Every morning. Usually it's while having coffee or something, or just looking out the back porch. And I'd start every day by saying, Lord, thank you. Thank you for all the opportunities that I've had. Thanks for the opportunity to help people in this field. Thank you for rescuing me from the law enforcement world. Thank you for my family. Thank you for all that you've given me. Thank you for the desire to actually go and help people every day. And then I always ask for the same thing every day. It's like, please let somebody come in my path that I can bless today in some weird, unique way. And it always happens, whether it's like the person cutting my hair, or, you know, a person we meet at a restaurant, or somebody at the office, or an agent that is really in need and needs something. It's just always on the lookout. And I specifically look for and ask for somebody that I can try to bless today. And there's no greater reward in the world than being there for somebody when they really needed it, especially when they don't expect it. That's the best. You know, we've all had family and friends who get to the point where they expect things from you all the time. So the biggest, coolest thing is when somebody does not expect it whatsoever, and you're able to, in some small way, like, make them go, wow, what a great day, you know? So anyway, those two things, being thankful first, and really with intention, looking for who can I bless today? I'm telling you, it has meant the world to me, and it's an automatic thing. I'm saying that all morning, over and over and over and over and over before I start the day, and it never seems to miss. I'm always happy as a result of doing that. And then when I find that person, I'm like, yes, that's the one. That's the one. And I'm telling you, it's been a great about 10 years started doing that. And hope it helps somebody somewhere. Can't believe I didn't share it before, but starting with an attitude of gratitude really, really changes the whole day and puts you in a spot where you can receive. And better when you can find somebody that you can bless during the day in some way. Get the focus off of you and what can you do for somebody somewhere, whether it's a client, whether it's an agent friend, whether it's just a friend of yours. You know, just randomly pick up the phone and call somebody if they come to your mind. If you ask for it, if you're asking, like, who can I bless today? Who hasn't heard from me in a long time that needs help? Who am I going to see today that's going to be that person? And then send them a message, be there in their life, show up, give them something, do something completely unexpected. Because if you're asking for it, then you better be ready to act when it comes in front of you, because it will. And then you're tested. Are you faking it? Are you just asking because you're saying it? Or are you really looking for that person? Your eyes are going to be open. You ask and you shall receive. You're going to get that person, and then you're going to have a choice. What are you going to do about it? Actually going to help them? Doesn't matter how much you have. Doesn't how much you don't have. You can help somebody do something. And it makes it a great day when you can. Have a good one, y'all.
Thanks for listening to the Senior Agent Podcast. For more information and other episodes, visit senioragentpodcast.com.